Hundreds of mayors from around the country from both parties have signed on to the $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan being pushed by President Biden. The announcement was made in Columbus as the new president of the group representing mayors of the country's largest cities takes over. A bipartisan group of 369 mayors signed a letter urging Congress to pass the plan for money for roads, bridges, and other infrastructure, as well as broadband, wastewater, and passenger rail. Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley is the new president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors and says though passenger rail in Ohio was rejected more than a decade ago, it could happen now.
We see this opportunity to really connect Ohio cities through the Amtrak plan, but also connect the entire country because you have to get through Ohio to connect.
Whaley called the U.S. Conference of Mayors, quote, the last bastion of bipartisanship. But she's already running what will obviously be a very partisan campaign to unseat Republican Governor Mike DeWine next year. But Whaley says her work heading the mayor's group goes right along with running for governor.
Our communities need better partners. We need to make sure that we get what we deserve in our communities and the people in our communities get. And that's what I fight for every day, whether I'm president of this conference or whether I'm running for governor.
The infrastructure plan has gotten support from bipartisan congressional lawmakers in the Problem Solvers Caucus. But some Republicans and a few Democrats are questioning how to fund it. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.